Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Amy Holmes. So we did it at the top of the hour, getting some sort of human voices behind the employment figures that we're waiting for later on in the week. But we also try to find economic indicators, the human dimension behind economic indicators all over the country.
We do. And that's why we've brought in Charlie LaDuff. He is a reporter with Detroit News, and he has a very human and very morbid story about the recession. Welcome, Charlie. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
So you discovered that in Detroit at the morgues, bodies are piling up. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I didn't discover it. They're kind of sitting there, and I think the doctor's with us. It's his job every day. I just kind of went for a tour. But yeah, in a nutshell, you know, those on the lower rungs can't afford to bury Grandpa. I guess there's a guy ping-ponging around in the morgue who's been there a couple of years. His family's promising, we're going to get him out, just are in this mix we're talking about.
And you said they've been there a couple of years?
Well, there's a couple been there a couple of years.
Well, Dr. Carl Schmidt, Wayne County Medical Examiner, how unprecedented is that? 54 unclaimed bodies it sounds like from Charlie LaDuff, economic reasons.
We've never seen that before. But keep in mind that these are not all 30 people that came in yesterday. Some are 2 years old, some are 6 months old, and some are only a couple of months old. And eventually we will resolve what happens with most of them.
Dr. Schmidt, are you having conversations then with the families who tell you, can you hang on to this while we try to save the money to deal with the situation?
Yes, that's what happens most of the time.
And what do they tell you? I mean, what is their demeanor?
Well, it varies. Some people are ashamed to come to the office and tell us they can't afford to arrange a funeral. Some people don't care. And then there's the people who are out just to make a buck. Some people aren't picked up because they left somebody behind.
So I have to ask you uncomfortable, at least for me, question. What happens to these bodies?
Well, there is a process, and this is the reason why some of them are there for some time. Actually, the main reason why most of them are there for some time, where the state has to do due diligence. We have to go to the public administrator. They have to look at their estate. They have to assess whether or not there is any money left in bank accounts, that kind of thing. Part of that will be used to bury the body, and then the state also has to track down relatives and dispose of their possessions.
Wow. Well, that's a grim process. Well, it takes time, but it seems to me that for both of you, and let me just throw this back to Charlie and Dr. Schmidt, please comment if you like. I mean, you got that story in Chicago, right, of the cemetery where economic conditions and a sense of corruption suddenly turned the whole sanctity of the dead into an economic opportunity. I mean, here you've got the sanctity of the dead violated by another form of economic stress. Charlie, it's a real commentary on the severity of this recession, it seems to me.
Yeah, we're a mess, man. I mean, that's what it is in the end. To me, my opinion is, death doesn't really matter to the dead. They're dead. They don't know, right? But what it is taking care of the dead, the sanctity, as you said, is a promise to each other that we're going to see each other through till we go into the ground. And too often, more times than not, I'm starting to see what I think sort of a breakdown in society where we're not even caring about the dead. You know what I mean? They're frozen in ice. We leave them there. We leave them in the coolers. We can do better than this if we're broke or not. That's my opinion.
So did you speak to these families to find out from them, Charlie,
no,
how they feel about this? I mean,
nah.
I take your point, this breakdown in civility.
Well, there's also a breakdown in newspapers. So, like, how long are you supposed to work on a story? You know what I mean? I got to go back to work today and write some more stuff.
Well, Dr. Carl Schmidt, you've had encounters with the family. You described it a little bit to Amy there. I mean, it's all over the map. People's excuses and shame seems to be a real motivator to actually not come in. How complicated is the city's process and the state's process in tracking people down if they don't want to admit that this is even a problem?
It's not complicated. It's just that it can take time to track someone down. And if someone tells us to please wait while they get their affairs in order, then we have to respect their wishes. And even though there is an undertone here of the breaking down of a social contract, ultimately that's one of the functions we have. It's not explicit, but we try to help keep together whatever is left of that social contract with the dead. And ours is not such a bad place to remain in, considering the alternatives.
That's an interesting point, Dr. Schmidt. I understand that you're a very spiritual person. So how do you make sense of these abandoned people there in your morgue?
Yeah, go ahead, doctor. You are.
Well, there's not much to make sense. It's really practical. As Charlie said, the dead don't really know they're there, and I suppose that's fine. But I think we do have a social contract with each other that is implicit in our day-to-day discourse. And when you can't bury a relative, that is a breakdown in that.
Charlie, one last word from you on this story that you brought to the takeaway.
All right, let me quickly. This county used to completely pay for it. The county went broke. The state used to pay more. The state went broke. Hey, Washington, send us a couple of bucks so we can bury the dead, maybe. You know what I mean?
And
cash for corpses.
Hey, Detroit News, give Charlie another day to actually talk to the family. So I guess, right?
No, I'll get to him, you know. I'm just joking around there.
I want to thank our guests for joining The Takeaway. That was Charlie LaDuff, reporter with the Detroit News, and Dr. Carl Schmidt, Wayne County Medical Examiner, both from Detroit. Thank you, sir, gentlemen.
Thank you.